Back at it with you on a midweek Wednesday, December 16th, right here on Connecticut Today. We talked as a major winter storm, one of the biggest in years, was bearing down on Fairfield and New Haven counties. So we took a lot of phone calls from people who talked about their fond winter snow memories. 203-333-9422-333-WICC. Once again, 203-333-9422-333-WICC. Let us go to David Meriden's with us. Dave, how are you today, sir? What's up?
Good. Well, just about heading home here, and I'm going to heed your advice here about the shoveling end of things and snow blowing. So I actually got a guy who's going to come and do the driveway and, go out there and just clean up a little bit here and there in the walkway. But, you know, the days of going out trying to shovel this.
No.
Long gone.
No? Come on, Dave.
I've lost interest.
No, huh? Wow.
Well, you know, health-wise.
Well, I mean, obviously you want to be careful of that, and I know what you went through. But, those days of the days of wine and roses when we just went out there like madmen and women with shovels, and we just destroyed the mounds of snow there, right, you know?
Oh, yeah. And as a kid, I remember doing my neighbor across the street for $5. And that was big money.
That was big money back then. That was big money. Yeah. All right, Dave, but listen, take care. Drive safely. Be good.
You too, Paul. Take care.
All right, thanks. All right, Jim and Bob, hang on. We'll go to you. But first, Pete's up in Milford. No, wait. I'm sorry. But go to Jim. Pete and Bob, hang on. Jim was first. No, Pete was first. That's getting it right, Paul. Pete, you're on WICC. What's up, sir?
How you doing, Paul?
Good, Pete. What's up?
Oh, my God, you brought so many memories back to grammar school when we had a snow day.
Yeah.
We'd get me and my group of friends, we'd get our snow shovels, and we'd go out and solicit in houses or see people trying to dig their cars out, elderly, and we'd dig them out, and we would walk away, but we wouldn't ask, but they would offer, and then we would accept. But I remember then we would run, at the end of the day, run to the penny candy store and just sugar out.
Now, admit it. You knew, Pete, you knew that there were some of your elderly neighbors paid better than others, right?
Oh, yeah. We used to size them up because we depended on the car.
Size them
up. If you got a Lincoln sitting there or if you got a Ford.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not like we were doing it. But we knew, you kind of knew. You lived in a neighborhood.
So that's nice. You size them up, say, hey, Mrs. Doblonsky over there, she's got a Lincoln. Let's go clean her driveway.
Hey, she's a widow.
And all the kids are out of the house. Pete, thanks. I appreciate the call. All right. There's some ingenuity. Pete and his friends used to size up the old ladies by the size of their car. I'm serious. I'm kidding. Let's go to Jim in Trumbull. Jim, you're on WICC. What's up?
Hey, Paul. How's it going today?
Good, Jim. What's up?
Oh, no. I just I wanted to call in. I listen to you every day, and all I wanted to say was I'm glad that you changed up the subject today.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking politics a lot lately and COVID stuff.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate you bringing the snow into effect. You know what I'm saying, my man?
Well, you got to roll with the punches here, and the whole goal about this whole thing is what are people talking about? And I'm thinking a lot of my listeners may have been on shovel brigades, when you were younger.
Right.
All right. Jimbo, thank you. Appreciate the call there. You're breaking up just a little. Appreciate it, Jim. Bob in Newtown at 254. Bob, what's up, sir?
Hey, Paul, great topic. Love your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And back in 1966, me and my twin brother were chopping ice up in Schenectady, New York.
Oh, I've been up there. I've been to Schenectady more times than you want to know, but go ahead.
Yeah. So by the time we moved to Connecticut, we were battle-hardened. We moved to a neighborhood in Southport. Yeah. There were no kids in Southport, so we ended up owning the neighborhood.
Oh,
we cut everybody's grass. We shoveled everybody's snow.
Really,
everybody was happy.
So you were like,
we got to keep the money.
So you were like the domestic help for your whole neighborhood.
Absolutely. We lived in my mom used to call it the slums of Southport. It was right next to the train tracks.
Oh, yeah, the slums of Southport. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big joke.
Oh, that's funny though. So you and your brother, you said, or your friends, the only those
yeah,
were
my twin brothers.
So you and your brother were the only really young kids in that neighborhood. That's wild.
Yeah. Well, then we had, thank God for the Wakeman Boys Club, or we would have been in jail by now.
Wow.
That place kept us out of trouble, man. Let me tell you.
Wow. So you had a wandering eye and some wandering feet and hands. Oh, wow. Jeez. Man,
yeah, more like just like beating people up. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, you know. Hey, listen. You know, Bob. I have a good friend of mine who always says on that kind of ilk. I have a good buddy of mine on radio who says, you know what? Every so often, some guys need a tune up.
I can relate.
All right, Bob. Thanks. Appreciate the call there, Bob in Newtown. There you go. How about that, huh? All right. Let's finish up this hour with Ken in Oxford. Ken, you're on WICC. What's up?
Hey, Paul. How's it going? Yeah, I bring back memories when I was a kid when I lived in Bridgeport. The houses were so close to each other. We used to, like, do, like, the whole neighborhood. And, like, probably $50 for the driveway and the walkway,
friends. That's
so
not bad.
At the end of the day, we have over $100, and we buy pizza and cigarettes, you know?
Jeez. Pizza and butts, huh? That's it. No beer?
If we could have got beer, we would have.
No, all right.
We're a little too young then, you know?
Yeah, so pizza and smokes, and that was a boy, I tell you, though, he said $50, $100. That's a pretty good take for one day.
Oh, yeah, and money for the arcade and the mall, you know?
Nice, back nice. Ken, thanks. Appreciate it. Ken there in Oxford. Now, about that, in the 80s, him and his buddies, right that. Pizza, cigarette money. That's the best. Getting ready for the big storm, 5-6 o'clock tonight. The light snow, as Aaron told us last hour, and he'll join us again at the bottom of the hour. It's very dry snow, so even though it may be snowing, not a lot of it sticking yet. It will stick, though, to the tune of 8 to 10 to 18 inches, depending upon where you are, which is a boatload of snow. Even if it's just fluffy, dry snow, it's still a boatload of snow. Now, it won't weigh as much because there's not enough moisture in there because, of course, water weighs something. Water's actually pretty heavy. Water is 8 pounds a gallon, I believe. A gallon of water is 8 pounds. So there you go. And I don't know, you always hear about that old formula, which I don't know how accurate that is, that an inch of rain translates under the right condition to 10 inches of snow. I don't know. It's one of these things. It's 10-to-1 ratio that we grew up with. But talking about some snow memories here at 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Did you ever, as the song used to say, did you ever throw snowballs at cars? That's one thing I never did. Now, I certainly wouldn't do it today. Because there's a lot more sickos out there today with guns, knives, various projectiles, explosive devices, slingshots, you know, bazookas, shoulder launch missiles, grenades, brass knuckles. I didn't do it that much. I may have done it a few times, but this whole thing about cars driving by and throwing snowballs, I just never thought that was, not that I'm trying to be Mr. Goody Two-Shoes here, but it's just something I never wanted to engage in because the neurotic Italian in me would always be saying, well, what if the guy gets out or the gal and they shoot me? Or they come worse, they come running after me. Then what do I do? Now, we had snowball fights, yeah, but throwing snowballs at cars was something I never really did, or vehicles. I just thought it was a weird thing to do. Now, I'm sure I might be in the minority on this. I know that a bunch of people probably you know, probably engaged in this, if you want to admit that, if you want to atone for your sins. 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. So let's see. I never shoveled anybody. I don't think I ever did. Maybe once I shoveled somebody's driveway. Maybe once. And that was only after I think somebody shamed me into doing it. Didn't like throwing snowballs at cars. I'd throw them at people all the time. Beating my friends off the head and the face. That's not good, but it happened. Let's see what else. Oh, make a snowman? No, no point to it. Somebody said to me once, let's make a snowman. I said, why? It's going to look weird and it's going to melt. Why would I do that? You see how I was growing up? I was that pain in the rear kid that always tried to reason his way out of stuff, which is why I'm a motor mouth now. But I never quite understood. I know it's a fun thing to do, and if you're a guy with a girl and there's a whole girlfriend thing, and come on, let's make a snowman. Oh. Do I have to? Yes, it's going to be fun. All right, I'll do it, whatever. Stick the carrot in the, you know, in the snowman's face and the two eyes and pieces of coal or whatever. No, but snowman I never did. Snow angel? What are you shaking your head for in the studio? Snow. Now, see, I actually did snow angels once. There you go. What's wrong with a snow angel?
It's only good when you do it in a giant thing of money afterwards.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, I did a snow angel.
Snow angel, eh. Snowball fight, okay.
Okay.
Snowman, you can't get the thing to stick.
I don't understand it. Yeah.
Or making snow cones?
Real, and then like putting syrup in them?
Well, I mean, you don't have to eat it with syrup.
No.
But as long as you're not going for the quote unquote lemon flavor.
Well, yeah. As the great Frank Zappa used to say,
watch out where the Huskies go. You know, Paul, you're really disappointing Nanook.
Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Folks, listen, I'm not making it up. There's an actual song there. Yeah.
Can you name the second part of the song?
No, it's fine. It's enough.
What? St. Alfonso's pancake breakfast.
We're getting Zappa questions here on the afternoon show. Oh, man, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. So let me see. I did snow angels, yes. No snowman. That served no purpose. Well, Paul, you know, having fun is a purpose. No, it's not. It's not. Didn't shovel anybody's driveway that I can remember, definitely. And snowball fights were, you know, whatever. At my friends, maybe, but not at people. The other revelation you have, and I had, now, I know everybody has this, okay? I know everybody has this revelation. When you first drive, right, when you first get your driver's license, and you're kind of chugging along, and I don't know how, you know, how old you are. Kids are getting licenses earlier, rather later now, 17, 18, as opposed to people like you and I, a lot of us who got our licenses when we were 16. 16 plus one day, sign me up, I'm out there, boom. All of us have had this experience, have we not? You get, because you've never experienced it before, right? You get that first, oh, my God, moment on snow and ice, right? Do you remember what that was for you? Because everybody has that. Where you're driving along and you're like, hey, this driving thing is cool. How bad could snow be? And then all of a sudden, you're going a little fast or You're like me, sometimes you're driving like a jerk, and suddenly the car is not going where you want it to go. I remember succinctly when that happened. 16 or 17, driving one of my dad's old monstrous Buicks and coming to a three-way intersection, kind of a split in New Haven, and hitting the brakes a little too hard, and it didn't look like there was any ice on the road. Oh, there was. And I did, as I recall, the car did two 360s. It spun around completely twice. And luckily, it was either really early in the morning or late at night, and there was nobody around. And I just came to a stop. How I didn't hit anything or any car, I have no idea. And it wasn't, listen, I might have been going a little fast, but there's that moment, right, when you say, okay, so this is what a spin out is like. And your heart is in your throat coming up past your molars. But Mike in Norwalk. Mike, you're on WICC. What's up?
Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow at St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, where I stole the margarine.
My engineer, who is a Frank Zappa aficionado, is pumping his fist in the air right now.
Well, I have vivid memories of actually spending an entire overnight plowing snow in the parking lots and listening to Frank Zappa on one of the local FM stations. So
a whole overnight
deeply ingrained.
A whole overnight of Zappa while you plow snow. Wow.
I know them all. Just me and the pygmy pony.
Man.
Gonna be a dental floss tycoon. It never panned out though. People just don't floss enough.
My engineer is just having so much fun now. You have absolutely no idea. Are your snow plowing days done?
Actually, no. I just, I'm not in the business.
Yeah.
But I do have to, you know, take care of my own little driveway and one or two family members. And I have a 60-year-old Jeep CJ with no top on it and a plow, which I bring out as my last resort.
Wait a minute now. The CJ has no top on it.
Well, it's got a bikini top on it, so I got a bundle up.
Yeah, I was
good.
Got no
heater.
Oh, jeez.
So I've only actually plowed with it once. I've had it for several years, but I only put a plow on it a couple of years ago.
So this is a big boy toy is what you're saying, essentially.
Well, yeah, you know, I've worked all my life. I can reward myself with a couple of things.
Nice. So that one time you plowed with it must have been pretty cold.
It was. I was bundled up. I could hardly move anything, you know, to steer or use the pedals because I was so bundled up. But it was fun. It's an experience. You know, it's not something I want to do, you know, once a week all winter.
Yeah. Although the guys and gals that do it, I hear they can make pretty good coin in the winter if you got contracts for buildings, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, I was never in the business, but I did. I had three trucks in a row that had plows, but it was all for personal use. And, you know, then it was okay. I'm inside a warm cab and blah, blah, blah. But,
listening to Frank Zappa. Listening to Zappa records.
Listening to Frank Zappa. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Life is good.
Were these eight tracks or cassettes or CDs?
Those would have been cassettes.
Okay.
Eight track was short lived in my cars.
Okay.
So that would have been, that was before CDs.
Okay. Those cassettes. Because, you know, you show a kid a cassette today, they look at you like crazy. What is this thing?
Hey, show them a rotary phone and tell them to dial 911 and see what happens.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Mike. Mike there in Norwalk. That's a joke, yeah. Show a kid a rotary phone and say there's somebody breaking into your house. Dial 911. Watch what happens. Fran and Trumbull. Fran, hello.
Oh, yes. Hi. Great show. I'm enjoying it today, and I finally decided to make the call.
Thank you.
Not sure if I would do it or not today. But anyway, first thing I want to do is send a shout-out to Len Paoletta, who recovered from COVID, and I think that's great.
He's 86, he said, and I remember reading in the paper where he said he thought it was something related to his heart condition. Didn't think it was COVID. Yeah.
So I guess he's well now, and thank goodness for that. Mm-hmm. So stay well, Len. Okay, so some things that I used to do, being a girl, too, right? Little tomboy, I suppose.
Yeah.
But with the cars, we would get, one of us would stand on one side of the street holding a string. The other end of the string would go across the road, and as a car approached, they would end up slamming on the brakes because they would see the string there. They didn't know whether it was a rope or a chain or what it was, and that was
really.
So yeah, I think back and I would kill my kids if they did that.
Oh my God!
To them, don't you know you could get somebody killed doing that if they slammed their brake gun?
About how old were you when you were doing this?
Oh, between 8 and 10, maybe.
Oh, but that was big fun back then.
Well, we had to find fun where we could find it. Well, easy thing that we did was also we played in the gutter of the road.
Yeah.
And what we did is when there was a lot of snow and piles, we would mash it down with a shovel and make water. So the gutter would be full of water.
Yeah.
And then we would make our little homemade boats out of clothespins or whatever and sail our little boats down in the water. Simple, simple playthings. Now they have all this.
Hold it, Fran. You mean to tell me you weren't scrolling through your phone every 5 seconds?
True. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. We had to find our toys and make them up, and we used our imaginations. We really did.
You didn't have $400 phones. Yes, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see. The other thing that goes in the clothing we wore.
Mm-hmm.
We would bundle up. We didn't have the kind of fabrics they have today that keep you warm with less clothes and fabrics and whatever. But the women and young girls, we wore something called, and the older ladies are probably going to remember this if they're in my age group, something called Snuggies. It was the first thing you put on your body. It was like a pair of panties, but they were called Snuggies.
Uh-huh.
They were very stretchable.
Yeah.
They were fairly heavy,
and
that was part of your attempt to keep warm.
Nice.
And that were the Snuggies.
Nice.
And the other thing we did, which I hated getting sick with the cold, they had all these homemade treatments. One of them was, I don't know if I say the word right, but in Italian it would be called codig. The codig was the piece of fat from the pig or some animal.
Oh,
and my mother would get this piece of fat, heat it up, and sprinkle it with black pepper. Don't anybody try this.
No, don't try this at home. No.
Then she put it on your chest and then follow it up with a hot water bag.
Oh my God.
Did we hate that treatment. And not only burns, but it itched.
Wow.
The pepper would fall off all over the bed, and you had pepper flakes in your bed, and it was really terrible.
Fran, this is great stuff. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Stay safe.
You want more? I got more.
No, I got to run, Fran. I do. I'm sorry.
You're gonna miss out.
Thank you, Fran. Well, call me back tomorrow, Fran. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I might do that.
Do that, Fran. Yes, thank you. Okay, 336. Wait, you heat the fat and then you sprinkle the pepper. All right, Tony in West Haven. Tony, what's up with you, sir?
Oh, man, you brought back a lot of memories with this snow shoveling deal.
Yeah. Were you a shoveling kid?
Oh, yeah, the Blizzard, 78.
Yeah.
My buddy, one of these hyper dudes that can go like 400 miles an hour all the time. My back still isn't right. He made about $250 in 2 days.
That's a lot of
driveway.
That's a lot of money in 1978. Wow.
Yeah, we were humping. Let me tell you, we'd go to my house, get some hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Bang, back out the door, next driveway.
And you were charging what, $5, $10? How much?
I mean, it was like 10, 15, 20 bucks a driveway.
Really?
Yeah, there was just so much friggin' snow. But I haven't been right since. My back has been broke ever since.
Oh, man. Listen, those are some great memories. Tony in West Haven. Tony, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, the Blizzard of 78. I barely remember that. I barely remember the Blizzard of 78 because I was a junior in high school. I more remember Hurricane Gloria in 1985 because the cops chased me off the shore at Long Wharf because I was doing a live radio report there, hugging a pole so I wouldn't get blown away. And that was only a Cat 1 hurricane.